Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Today is Sunday, November 22nd, 2020. On this day in 2019, an Oregon man named William Hargrove was found guilty of killing his 27-year-old fiancée, Anna Repkina. He was also found guilty of stealing her bank card and withdrawing almost $1,000 from her account. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of today's crimes, listener discretion is advised. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. Today we're covering the conviction of 30-year-old William Hargrove, an Oregon oil change technician who murdered his 27-year-old Russian fiancée. Now, let's go back to a courtroom in Corvallis, Oregon, on the afternoon of November 22nd, 2019. The anticipation was palpable as the jury filed into the room. Nobody had expected a verdict this soon. William Hargrove's trial had ended only the day before. It had gone on nearly a month, involving scores of witnesses and a glut of high-tech evidence. Jury deliberations had started that morning at 9 a.m. and were expected to last well into the following week. But the jury came to a decision after only 3 hours. Dressed in a dark sports coat and checked shirt, William Hargrove watched the jury settle into their seats. It was impossible to tell if he was thinking about that day in April 2017 when he'd allegedly taken his fiancée to an isolated logging road and shot her in the back of the head. His fiancée, Anna, had only been in the United States for about 6 weeks at the time of her death. She and William had met online the previous winter, when she still lived in her native Russia. But they'd gotten serious quickly. Anna had moved permanently to the U.S. in March 2017 to be in a relationship with William. Until, it seemed, he no longer wanted to be in one with her. This was the basic argument the Benton County District Attorney presented during the trial. It seemed that William had begun a relationship with Anna while still in another relationship with a 37-year-old married woman named Michelle Chavez. Even though he and Michelle had agreed they wouldn't be monogamous, she objected when William and Anna got engaged. Michelle then pressured William to end things. According to the prosecution, he did so by shooting Anna in the head. However, the defense had their own theory. They argued that Michelle Chavez had been so jealous of Anna that she'd been the one to pull the trigger. William was being set up to take the fall. An interesting theory, though it failed to explain one thing. Mere hours after the murder, surveillance cameras captured William withdrawing money from an ATM using Anna's bank card. Hardly the actions of an innocent man. As the verdict was handed to the judge, a hush fell over the courtroom. Everyone strained to listen. Judge Matthew Donahue announced that the jury found William Hargrove guilty. Under Oregon law, he now faced a minimum sentence of 25 years in prison for the murder of Anna Repkina. William's face was still blank as he was handcuffed and walked out of the courtroom. But his attorney, Mike Flynn, let it be known that they intended to appeal. 6 weeks later, on January 2nd, 2020, Judge Donahue gave William the maximum sentence, life imprisonment. William wouldn't be eligible for parole for at least 25 years. And in the event he ever does get released, he will be under post-prison supervision the rest of his life. But William and his lawyer still maintained that Michelle Chavez was the one to kill Anna and that the state prosecuted the wrong person. Up next, we'll look closer at the dramatic love triangle that resulted in murder. Listeners, here's a new show I can't wait for you to check out. When it comes to love, every story is unique. Some play out like fairy tales, seemingly meant to be. Others defy the odds to achieve happily ever after. In Our Love Story, the newest Spotify original from Parcast, you'll discover the many pathways to love, as told by the actual couples who found them. Every Tuesday, Our Love Story celebrates the ups, downs, and pivotal moments that turn complete strangers into perfect pairs. Each episode offers an intimate glimpse inside a real-life romance, with couples recounting the highlights and hardships that define their love. Whether it's a chance encounter, a former friendship, or even a former enemy, Our Love Story proves that love can begin and blossom in the most unexpected ways. Follow Our Love Story free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, back to the story. On November 22, 2019, William Hargrove was found guilty of murdering his 27-year-old fiancée, Anna Repkina. But his lawyer claimed that it was his other girlfriend, Michelle Chavez, who actually shot William's bride-to-be. The only physical evidence found near the murder site was some trash, a coffee cup, beer cans, and a takeout bag from KFC. A receipt found inside the bag was printed with the name Kevin Thomas, a man who turned out to be a close friend of William's. Police arrested William Hargrove 2 days later. During the trial, William's defense attorney claimed that some of the evidence used against his client was seized using illegal search warrants and should have been excluded at trial. However, both sides agreed on one basic fact: William Hargrove's personal life was a mess. William Hargrove and Michelle Chavez met in a bar while she was still married. Michelle was 7 years older and had 2 children, but she and William began a passionate affair. Actually, Michelle had the permission of her husband, so it's unclear whether it was an affair or not. The couple even rented William their spare bedroom. Despite the close living quarters, Michelle and William agreed to an open relationship. She later testified that despite being non-monogamous, it was understood the two had an emotional commitment. Then in December 2016, this blissful situation got a little bumpy when William met Anna Repkina online. She was a pretty, blonde, 27-year-old office worker living in Russia. William asked Michelle if she could be an addition to their relationship. Michelle agreed. He then asked if Anna could stay with him at Michelle's house when she came to visit at Christmas. Michelle signed on to this as well. But when the pretty younger woman showed up, Michelle regretted saying yes. Feeling insecure one day, she decided to snoop on William's phone. She found a text to Anna that he'd written sometime before Christmas, saying he wanted to marry her. When she confronted William about it, he shrugged it off, saying he didn't mean it. But that's not what he told Anna, according to prosecutors. Apparently, marriage was being discussed, enough that William promised he'd marry Anna if she ever moved permanently to the U.S., which she did on March 1st, 2017. By then, Michelle didn't want Anna staying at her house. William rented another place for him and Anna to stay, though he continued seeing Michelle. Once Michelle learned that he and Anna were engaged, however, She was furious. Meanwhile, the couple went ahead with their marriage plans. On March 23, 2017, only 3 weeks after Anna's return, the two attempted to get married at the Oregon coast, but the ceremony didn't happen. William told friends the officiant never turned up, but he told Michelle it was because he had second thoughts. Encouraged by this, Michelle decided it was time to leave her husband once and for all. Maybe, she thought, if she was finally a free woman, he would want to commit to her. She told William her plans and later testified that she and William planned to move in together with her children on April 19, 2017. But as the date drew near, William showed no signs of moving out of his apartment with Anna. Michelle finally gave William an ultimatum. It was her or Anna. He texted her back, saying he would have this dilemma solved permanently by April 19th, but he didn't explain what he meant by that. The next time Michelle heard from William was April 16th, Easter Sunday. He called and asked her for a lift after getting a flat tire in the rural area outside of Corvallis. Michelle arrived to find William waiting for her on an isolated stretch of road. Then they had sex in his car. Michelle testified later that she had no idea that Anna lay dead just a few miles away. When Anna's body was found, it was clear she'd been shot execution style in the back of the head. But nobody was sure who she was. She'd been in the U.S. for less than 2 months, but once police found the bag from KFC and learned about the tangled love triangle between William, Anna, and Michelle, they had their suspect. Though there was little physical evidence linking William to Anna at the crime scene, investigators were able to put together a substantial amount of electronic evidence against him. Highway footage showed William's Nissan X-Terra driving towards the murder site from Corvallis the afternoon of the murder, and then coming back the same way later that evening. A nearby cell phone tower showed William's cell phone in the vicinity of the murder during the time in question. Data also showed that withdrawals had been made from Anna's bank account via a gas station ATM the night she was murdered. And police had closed-circuit camera footage to verify the transaction. William had what appeared to be blood splats on his head. Last but not least, police found a gun case inside William's car, containing a Model 88 Mossberg Maverick shotgun and a number of spent casings. The gun bore William's fingerprint, and that was enough to send him to jail for life. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. For more stories of violent love affairs, check out Crimes of Passion on Spotify. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Spotify originals for free on Spotify. Not only does Spotify already have all of your favorite music, but now Spotify is making it easy for you to enjoy all of your favorite Parcast originals, like Today in True Crime, for free from your phone, desktop, or smart speaker. To stream Today in True Crime on Spotify, just open the app and type Today in True Crime in the search bar. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Juan Borda, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Carly Madden, and Bruce Katovich. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Joanna Philbin, with writing assistance by Aaron Lan, and fact-checking by Anya Bayerly. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Don't don't forget to check out Our Love Story, the newest Spotify original from Parcast. Every Tuesday, discover the many pathways to love, as told by the actual couples who found them. Listen to Our Love Story free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.